Welcome to Conspiracy or Classified, the podcast where we dive deep into the shadows of conspiracy theories. I'm your host, Malik Mundy, and I will be guiding you through the web of mysteries that are surrounding us. Join us each week as we unravel threads of secrecy, exploring the unknown stories that challenge the mainstream narrative. Open your mind, question everything, and let's explore these uncharted territories together. And today we'll be discussing rigged sports. Throughout all sports, football, basketball, baseball, hockey, there's always a favorite and there's always an underdog. But a lot of this stuff is based off of a practice called gerrymandering. Gerrymandering is basically a science, but it's also like wording and numbers. Like for every letter, you assign a number to it, A through Z. And each letter is assigned a number, and each number can be written out and work and basically put things, align things to where they all make sense and where you could ultimately pick a winner or know who's going to win a Super Bowl months before it happens. But for this instance, we're going to be talking about the 2023 French Open. What I'm reading to you is strictly straight from my notes, so it may come off a little cluttered, but just work with me. So basically, 2023, the French Open, there was a battle between two GOATs. Like, who's the greatest of all time? Was it Rafael Nadal or was it Novak Djokovic? After Roger Federer retired, both Djokovic and Nadal have 22 major tournament titles. Last year, which would be 2022, Nadal won the French Open. Okay, Novak Djokovic, his name in gerrymandering. No, excuse me. His record was 85-16 at the time. If he made it to the finals, it would be his 108th win. And he's Serbian. And 108 in gerrymandering equals Serbia. With Grand Slams, he's 341-47. 47 is France. 22-11 in the Grand Slams altogether. He also, that's kind of the same. Lionel Messi kind of has a code following this as well. Let's see what else. What else do I got here? You have Novak Djokovic won the title. He'll be 348-47 in Grand Slam tournaments in his career. Which, oh my gosh, listen to this. He would win 348 of his 395 matches, which is 88.1%. And yeah, that's crazy. And then he could win another French Open exactly 104 weeks from the last one. And French Open in gerrymandering equals 104. He beat Rudd. I'm not familiar with the guy's first name, but his last name is Rudd. He beat him and gave him his 104th loss in the 104th week. Another thing that's kind of tying this together was there was a mass shooting in Serbia May 3rd and May 4th of 2023, where a 13-year-old killed 9 of his classmates. And then the day after that, there was another mass shooting with 8 more deaths. And just to be clear, this type of violence, this type of actions has never happened before, at least for Serbia. In 2023, it was the 54th ATP season open era. So if he reaches the French Open finals this year, he will play his 108th match. And again, Serbia equals 108. He joined the tournament with 20 season wins. If he wins the title, it would get him to 27. 27 is a perfect number. Tennis in gerrymandering equals 27. Serbia equals 27. And Novak, his first name, also equals 27. The finals are on June 11th, 39 days after the first shooting. 39, Rafael Nadal at equals Rafael Nadal equals 39 gematria. He could beat him and also surpass him. And since they're both on 22 slams, the winner of this would be ultimately considered the GOAT. Nadal has had 14 French Open titles. He has never lost the finals. And again, Nadal equals 14. In terms of the shooting, a few days after, Novak Djokovic scored 53 points. Novak Djokovic equals 53. Yeah, this is crazy. He has won 3 of the 4 Grand Slams, 2021. 53 years after it started. He won the 2021 Wimbledon. It was 53 days after his birthday. And then he also won the 53rd Australian Open. Coming into the grand or into the tennis match, Djokovic was a second favorite with plus 215 odds due to him losing on purpose the last few matches. He was stated as a big anti-vaxxer also. He got deported from the Australian Open in 2022 because he would not get vaccinated. And then he came back the next year and won. I mean, the reason is kind of obvious. I guess it's me. I might just be thinking too much. Maybe not. But His name's Novak. No vaccine. He was born on the 142nd day of the year. Coronavirus equals 142. And yeah, I mean, today isn't very long. I'm here on myself in the studio, but that there was just a briefing, an intro, just a little taste of the type of things that I be looking into and thinking about, and ultimately can help you win bets if you gamble. If you don't, and you just want to keep up with it, it's like things they put into the news. They it's not there for a reason. Today is April 26th, so on April 25th. The Nuggets posted a picture of their floor. I think it was 35 on the floor, like the 35th year anniversary. And it was like LeBron's 35th first round loss in the playoffs or something, or 35th playoff loss or something along those lines. But if you can sync the numbers up and then find the correct and proper information, then you can actually turn profit on this. And instead of just hearing the news, you actually interpret what you hear and take it for what it is and not for what it isn't. Sorry about the short one today, y'all. It's been a long ride. Appreciate everything at school, everybody at the school. Yeah, that's about it. I'm out of here.